We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Lynn, it is time to maximize men's health. And there's a lot of stigma associated with this. So the guys not wanting to talk about it, guys not wanting to go to the doctor, not wanting to admit that they that they have any health issues, just kind of like rolling on until something just smacks us dead in the face.
Either that or the woman or the other person in your life makes you go to the doctor.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on too.
I'm just saying. Yeah. But this is the time of year for flu shots. That is the kind of thing that more often than not, we, the woman, says, let's get our flu shots, get the family together, let's get our flu shots. And that's important because you guys might have a little higher risk.
Yeah, and we need to be able to finally come to an admission of this. And we would like to think that we don't, and that we're tough, and we can handle, and what's the big deal? It's just a little flu. And with us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Mark Itzkowitz, Associate Professor of Medicine, Temple University School of Medicine, Director, Didactic Education, Allegheny General Hospital, Director for the Center for Perioperative Medicine with the Allegheny Health Network. My goodness, the list goes on and on. I'm not even sure I said everything. Mark Itzkowitz, Doctor, welcome to KDKA Radio. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Doctor, what's up with us fellas that we just don't take these issues seriously enough about even something as simple as getting a flu shot? Why is that?
Well, I think for some men in particular, they tend to downplay the potential risks of influenza. And in general, in primary care, it's often women that are a little bit more proactive about their health, and men sometimes do need the support of someone to, you know, convince them that they need to get in front of a health condition, including making sure their vaccines are up to date.
I hesitate to even ask this question, but I'm going to anyway. Kind of like a machismo, a macho kind of thing, like, I don't have to worry about the flu, it's not going to get me down.
So that actually does exist. You know, researchers have long looked into why men tend to have worse outcomes with conditions like the flu, and now we're seeing with COVID-19. And it's clear from the data that more men than women will die from COVID and from the flu. And one of the factors that they found were social factors, that men were more reluctant to go to a doctor in general. They were more reluctant to acknowledge that they have symptoms, to communicate that they have symptoms. And unfortunately, they tend to present later on in their illness. And we know with certain conditions, including infections, if we get behind the eight ball, if we're not able to treat the complications early, then the outcome may be worse.
Doctor, thoughts on the psychology that men employ on this and how we get around it and how we have a change in our thinking?
So I think it starts, in childhood. I think that gender roles sometimes can play an important factor here, that boys take their cue from fathers who may be more reticent about talking about their health. So I do think it is something that we should talk to our children about being honest about how they feel both physically and mentally, and trying to overcome perhaps some stereotypes about, men and women and how they approach health.
So it's not like there's something physiologically going on in terms of the differences between men and women.
So there likely are some physiologic differences. When researchers have looked at the immune system of men and women, it does appear actually that women have a more robust immune system and are better able to respond. But in terms of the ability to communicate and the ability to be proactive, I don't think that's genetic. I think that is more behavioral. It's something that's learned based on role models, and I think it's something that, you know, we can modify with appropriate, you know, education. When I see a young man in my office, and he says he's just there for a physical, more often than not, there's something else going on that takes a little bit of prodding out of me to find out. And sometimes it's his wife, his spouse, it's someone in his life that is concerned, and that's actually the reason why he's in the office.
And men oftentimes are willing to engage in more risky behavior. Is it kind of like a macho thing to engage in this? Is it like a Superman complex? I don't have to be concerned. Why do you think men are willing to engage in behaviors that are more risky than women are?
There's no question about that, and researchers have consistently found that to be the case, even during the COVID-19 pandemic, in terms of wearing a mask and social distancing. Researchers are finding that consistently men are not as compliant as women. Again, I think some of this behavior starts in childhood, in terms of taking risk, not willing to accept the fact that we are vulnerable, and having some poor communication skills. Now, you know, these are stereotypes, obviously, and some men are very good at communicating and some women are not. But across the board, when you look at large populations, men tend to present later. They tend to be less proactive about their health. And I think that's something that we can work on.
So, doctor, we're at that point where everyone's saying now's the time to get your flu shot. What are you saying to the men who are listening right now? Talk directly to them.
Right. So every year, the influenza virus comes to Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania. It usually starts in November. It gets worse in December and usually peaks in January and February. And the best time to get the flu shot is the month of September or October. So really, these next 2 weeks, I would say, are very important. It's time sensitive. It's relatively easy today to get a flu shot. It's widely available. You can go to your doctor's office. You can go to a local pharmacy. It's usually covered by insurance. It's a very safe vaccine. There's very little downside, and especially this year where we're concerned about the possibility of facing both the flu and COVID, you should get a flu shot this year.
And we've talked about this before on the show, doctor, but just to reiterate, you could have the flu and COVID-19 at the same time if you don't take some preventative measures.
That's absolutely correct. These are different viruses, but unfortunately, they both cause some similar symptoms, including fever and cough and respiratory compromise. If you remember back in March, we were still battling flu season when COVID hit our area, so we had to test patients for both. And there were cases of patients who had both conditions with bad outcome.
Yeah. I went and had my flu shot, got that, was about a week ago, and didn't even realize. The needle is so thin, I didn't even realize I got the shot. The pharmacist said, okay, we're done. It's like, are you going to do this or not? Said, no, we're done. You can go home now. Thank you very much. I appreciate this. It was very easy, very painless, and hopefully all the fellows out there listening go and get theirs, and all the ladies too. Dr. Mark Iskowitz joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doctor, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank
you, doctor.
Much.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It.
Take care.